prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. 31 December 2025, the last broadcast for the year of 2025. How fast it's went and what a year it's been. God only knows what 2026 is going to bring, but I think we can look into it somewhat in the future. And I think I can say safely it's going to be a whole lot more turmoil, a whole lot more danger, imminent wars, and a lot more than that. But anyway, being the last broadcast today, I want to open the phone lines up almost immediately for all the phone calls that want to call in and say hi to us. If you have something you want to say as far as what you think may happen next year or have a prayer request, testimony, whatever, you can call us at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. I hope you'll call. Don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this Saturday. Hopefully, in person at Field Studio there in his house. They're calling for nasty weather here tonight. It's supposed to be cold all weekend, but sunny. If the roads clear off, we'll be there live at Field's house starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us if you like by going to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. From 10:30 to 11, we always do prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30 to 12:30, of course, is Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy in the news. Then from 1 to 2, I'm going to do a Bible study. Now, I think you'll really enjoy this one. It's going to be, I think, a very uplifting message. I think you'll find very... pleasant to listen to concerning the birth of Christ and the miracles that took place and the prophecy that took place during his birth. I don't get to do this teaching very often. You know that. Usually I end up teaching something in way of prophecy and what's happening, but this can be something different. I'm looking forward to teaching, Lord willing. So join us if you can at all. Saturday, PastorBush.com. Just go to Rumble and watch it starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern, or you can call a phone number. 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can join us on the phone and listen to what we're saying, what's going on. And I hope you will certainly join us. That's why we open these doors, folks. We're here because you're there. Now, I want to thank everybody today for the phone calls that they, the last day they'll also be open this year is today. Of course, it won't be open tomorrow. Everybody's taking tomorrow off. But we were in the office today, and the phone stayed pretty busy. Y'all about work Crystal death. And she appreciates it. I know she does. And I do, too. But anyway, thank you for the calling in. And I'm glad some of y'all took advantage of the water filter special, which is supposed to end tonight, and it does. For the whole house filter system, tonight is the last night the prices, or today was the last day prices stay the same. It was a good deal while it lasted. Starting tomorrow, the price will be a little higher. But, well, actually quite a bit higher. But the filters themselves, the 4-pack, the 8-pack, and the 12-pack, the prices will stay the same for a while. So I'll let y'all know that. You can call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and place an order. Nobody will answer the phone tomorrow or Friday morning, back on schedule again. Faith be there taking phone calls, taking orders, whatever. And we hope that you'll call. And if you don't need a place to order, that's fine. But if you want to talk to me, call and let Faith know. She'll find me and I'll call you back. I am not unreachable, folks. I am not any kind of big shot at all. In a couple minutes, I'm going to bring up our lady of the day in the office. We're going to talk to Crystal Joy. I'll tell you more about her in a minute. For you folks who called the office, you've spoken to Crystal, I'm sure, in the past on Thursday. She's always here with me. And when the office is open here, she's always here answering the phones, taking care of orders. I'll be quite honest with you, folks. If one for Crystal, well, I won't be able to run this ministry. As far as this part of the ministry, taking care of the office, shipping out orders, doing all the things that she does here, this office would come to a grinding halt if Crystal wasn't here with us. So just a minute, I'll bring her up and I'll say hi. She hadn't done this for years. But seeing that's the last broadcast of 2025, and who knows what 2026 is going to bring, I won't let her come on a minute and just share a couple of thoughts. But please, folks, feel free to call about anything you want to talk about. If you just want to talk to me anytime during the week, I promise I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I am not at all unreachable. I want to be there because this is a ministry. I want to be there if I can to encourage you, maybe help you understand something. I don't, anything I can do to bless you and help you, I want to because y'all bless us. For 33 years come March, you folks have kept us on the radio. 33 years. I mean, that is phenomenal. But without going any further, I'm going to bring up Crystal. And this young lady started to work here in the office 26 years ago this coming August. 26 years. I remember she told me we were in between help and we couldn't find really good help. She said, I'll come over and fill in for 2 weeks. She was going to stay for 2 weeks. And it's been 26 years almost. If she would have stayed for a month, I never would die. So anyway, Crystal, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. She called me sir on the radio. Yeah, I hear what she called me in the office. But anyway.
Crystal, it's been long 2 weeks, buddy.
It certainly has. It certainly has, Crystal. Now, when you call in tonight just to share, because we go back a long ways, and folks, I tell her all the time, I adopted her. She's now an adopted daughter of mine. I never had any girls, so I adopted her. But anyway, she has been my right-hand individual in this office for a long, long time. And I can walk off and leave this office if I have to and know that it's in good hands. I don't even have to think about it. Crystal handles whatever comes up. And Crystal, I want to say this in front of the whole world. I appreciate you and what you've done.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you.
Well, so we go back a long time.
It's been a blessing.
Yeah, it has. And let me tell you, I'll tell you what, folks. She keeps me humble.
Somebody has to.
When I do something wrong, she lets me know it. So anyway, of course, that don't happen but once or twice a year, right?
Right. Sure.
But I just want to bring you on and let you take about 30 seconds and tell the folks what you got out of being with Call to the Season for all these years.
I'll be nice. just kidding. No, all of y'all are such blessings, and Butch, you're a blessing. You've been a blessing to not only me, my family, my extended family. It's good to feel a part of something that the Lord has his hand in. It's just been a blessing, and we've, in almost 26 years, we've met new friends and lost a lot of them can't believe how many we've lost in 26 years. But it was just a blessing, you know, even if I have never seen y'all's faces, you know, sometimes I know your voice, sometimes I know your phone number. And, you know, if you don't call like usual, we say, well, I wonder about so-and-so or wonder about so-and-so.
Yes, we do.
And we're a family of God.
Amen.
And, yeah. But, yeah, it's been a blessing, and hopefully 2026 will just keep carrying it right on.
Well, again, Crystal, I tell you this all the time, but I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm very thankful for you, and I love you a bunch, and I'm very thankful that you're with us in the ministry, because anybody calls this office on Thursdays, they know who you are. And as Kathy from Indiana said today, she called you a dear friend. You know, and we never met those people in person, but they become family and friends, don't they?
They do. And, you know, not a lot of people can take our West Virginia, I don't know what the word is, comedy accent. Our accent, too. But, but yeah, you know, most people is not from West Virginia.
Right.
You know, hardly from the South. There's very few from the South. So it is hard to understand both of us. And it's hard for us to understand some other people. But just the way we kid around and joke around, I know it's hard for a lot of people, but hopefully we make their day sometimes.
Well, you know, if people come to the office and watch us work a whole day together, they probably think this guy's on radio and he's a preacher.
You know? Yeah.
And folks, I get to be boss when something goes wrong. Other than that, I'm not the boss around here. But if something's wrong, it's my fault. So I'm the boss.
Our last resort.
That's true. Well, that's very true. I understand that. I've been there a long time. But Crystal, it's been a joy having you with us for all these years. And like you said, we've seen a lot of things come and go. We got to meet a lot of fine people. Even at our seminars, got to meet people that we never thought we'd ever meet before and spend time with them. It's hard to describe how blessed we've been and how much God is, have used our family in Christ all over the world to bless us and take care of us. It's just hard to describe, isn't it?
Yeah, and every time you talk about quitting, God says, nope, here's some more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll share this. This coming March, as I said, will make me 33 years in radio. Well, Christ was crucified at 33 years old, so I thought maybe I could quit the radio 33 years, but didn't work that way.
But 3 days later.
Yeah, exactly.
three days later, yeah.
I hear you. Well, the Lord has blessed us a long time. You've been here when funds are tight, and you've been here when the Lord's used people to turn these things around. I want to say I'm just so grateful and so humbled that people actually take time to contact us and talk to us and share with us. It's so humbling. But I want you to know again, in front of the whole world, that you're a huge part of this ministry, and you become such a dear, sweet friend and adopted daughter.
Well, thank you very much, Butch, and same goes for you and Marcia Jean, and you know your boys too. They're my brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
and that, y'all act like it.
Yeah, and, you know, now my granddaughter is coming to work with me, so you've got four generations of us now. So.
That's true. I remember when your daughter would come over here and play around here and sit in my lap and talk to me when you were doing things and the office open. Now your granddaughter does the same thing. That's amazing.
That's right. And my daughter's amazing. Answering the phone.
That's exactly right. Well,
yeah.
Crystal Joy, thank you so much for coming to join us tonight. I appreciate it. And I mean that. Thanks for being with me and for sharing your thoughts. Anything else you want to tell the folks before you go?
I just want to tell them how much we appreciate them. And, you know, even people that spend a dollar think that that's nothing. But it means the world to us. Even if you can't send nothing, you just call and let us know you're listening. It means the world to us. And, you know, I just want to let you know, too, that I appreciate you so much and love you and Marcia Jean.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. And I was just thinking, we were talking about that. Another name popped to mind, Daryl from PA. Hadn't called the office for a while and hadn't called the program for a while. And I think about Daryl quite often. I mean, I miss him being there about every week. And I mean, people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Gary and Arizona, so faithful.
Yeah.
I mean, I can name names everywhere, but I can't get them all. It's impossible. But these people
right.
become part of our life, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You know, so thank you for calling in. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. And I won't do this to you anymore for another 26 years.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess I'll talk to you next year. Okay?
All right.
Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Love you all. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know, how can I add to that as far as how much I'm blessed to be in the office working with people like that? What can I say? And the phone lines are open, and I can't believe they're not filling up. That is shocking. The last broadcast for the year, and the phones are quiet. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And it's just, I hope the phones will fill up and stay full this whole broadcast. Because, I mean, I can share a lot of thoughts, and I will, if nobody else called in. But I want to hear from you, too. I want to hear what the Lord's done for you, how much he's blessed you this past year, maybe. And just anything you want to discuss tonight. This is the last broadcast for 2025. And I'd like to go ahead and fill the lines up and talk to us. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. I know, it's the prodigal daughter.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing?
I'm trying to behave.
No, you're not. I know you well enough, though, that ain't true.
Of course it is.
Sure it is.
I said trying.
I didn't say
100%.
I don't think you're trying real hard. But anyway, go ahead, Jay. What's on your mind? And by the way, Jay,
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank you to everyone who has been praying for my...
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you for everybody that's praying for my friend's brother. He had one side of his, you know, that Y they call a widowmaker.
Right.
90% blocked on one side, 80% blocked on the other. They did one side, and in 2 weeks, they'll do the other side. So he was blessed to have been okay. And he is okay.
Wow.
But
praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, God
praise
was
God.
There. Absolutely. Only way he made it through, and he admits it.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us, ministry and helping us, Jan, like you have. Thank you so much.
Well, I keep telling you, that's not me. That's God. You know,
I know that, but the family, we've all become a family, and we may not agree on everything. Normally we don't. I mean, I disagree with Marcia many times, and we've been married 54 years. I guess it's okay. But I,
you always
but I
agree.
Just,
with, oh, now, Pastor, you always agree with Marcia.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
Yep. Well, I've learned to say yes, ma'am, anyway. Either way, just say yes, ma'am, and shut up. Yeah. Men live longer that way. By the way, I'll pass this on, I'll turn you loose, but it's a scientific fact that married men do not live longer than single men. It just feels like they do.
You better quit that, or you'll get it when you get off the radio. And then come Monday, Chris, or Friday, Chris will get out to you again.
Well, if she didn't, I think something wrong.
There you go.
But anyway, but thank you, Jan, for being there with us for so long.
God bless everybody there, and I'll be listening on Saturday.
I'll see you next year.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey. All right, let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Almost New Year, Pastor Butch.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I think 2026, it's very possible that the Great Tribulation period could start. President
it
Trump and Netanyahu, they're talking about attacking Iran again. And
yes.
Venezuela could join sides with them and cause a lot of mayhem in our country. And China wants to take back Taiwan, and the Russia-Ukraine thing doesn't look like it's going away either. The whole world could blow up, and it could lead to some serious financial, global financial problems.
Well, it seems like, Trump's dead set and getting us in a war somewhere.
Yeah, I don't like what he's doing. He's ticking a lot of countries off. It's going to cause problems down. It's going to come back to bite us.
Well, if we go into Venezuela, and we already know that the CIA bombed a port down there, Russia's already vowed her support for Venezuela, and so is China. So, you know, we're seeing maybe. You've heard Dmitry Duma's prophecy. Dmitry Duma said that we'd be attacked from the south, from Russia, Iran, and other nations that joined together in unison to attack us from the south to destroy, to get into, coming into the U.S. And looks like it's coming from the south. We're going into Venezuela. If Russia and China come in there, that's south of us, obviously. What could happen? Go ahead.
I have articles that Russia and China have been putting missiles into Venezuela.
They have been. They've invested a lot of money into Venezuela.
And Iran's got close contacts with Venezuela, too.
There you go. It's fulfilling the scripture. Trump is fulfilling prophecy. He may not know it, but he is. When he moved the office of the ambassador to Jerusalem, the embassy to Jerusalem back in the first term, that filled prophecy. What he's doing right now with Israel is filling prophecy. What he's doing with Venezuela is filling prophecy. And I'll say this and we'll move on. But in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says that God will put a hook in Russia's mouth to cause them to attack us. I think Trump is putting the hook in the mouth right now. I believe it's
we keep giving weapons to that crazy leader, Zelensky.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
God bless you. I enjoy your ministry. I just want to say hard times are coming, I believe, but Jesus Christ is coming back soon. That's the good news. Get out of this sick world.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for being there.
God bless you.
Praise God and pray for me. Thank you, Bruce. What a sweet call. All right, let's go to BK right here in good old West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, last night of 2025.
Yes, it is.
Wow. You know, Butch, I said before that I thought President Trump would send troops into New York City if the Muslim man Danny was elected mayor.
Uh-huh.
Well, turned out I was wrong. It was worse than that. He said he'd have no trouble living in Mandanny's New York City and that Mandanny was a good man and would be a great mayor, you know? I guess he was just playing 3D chess, wasn't he? Well, that was 3D chess, and he's going to trick old Mandanny down the road, you know, wrestling entertainment style. He also said he had more in common with Bernie Sanders than people know. I'm sure that was 3D chess also, Butch.
Of course. You know, I mean, what can I say? The man would never lie to us. You know, he's kept all his promises.
Surely not.
You know, he stopped the war between Ukraine and Russia in 24 hours and he's fixing all the other problems. He's going to get the inflation rate down and all these things. So, yeah, he wouldn't lie to us. He would never tell us anything that wasn't true.
Well, surely not. And how about that new Air Force facility? Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho being built by Qatar to host Qatari F-15 jets and pilots for training. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It is wonderful. And they're building that ballroom on to the White House at $400 million. And, of course, you're not talking about the bunkers and other things below that new room. People actually believe he's building a ballroom, which he probably is. But the real motive was to put a data center and a protective space for him and others under that center when he starts a war.
Yeah, it's like the Greenbrier over there, isn't it, Butch, where they had the shelter back in the day.
Well, but you know, that was all hoax, you know that. Remember back years ago there's nothing here, there's nothing to see here. And about 20 years ago, they finally came out and said, yep, this has been here all along. A lot of people knew it. A lot of people tried to tell me, laugh at you, but it was there and still there. Well, go ahead.
Well, yes. Well, imagine that. And, how about President Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia for $700 billion involving defense equipment and technology deals?
All that fits together, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, and President Trump's a member of the WWE Wrestling Hall of Fame, and he has that wrestling big shot, Triple H, hanging around the White House. And you know what, Butch? Next year, the WWE Royal Rumble's going to be in Saudi Arabia. And in 2027, you know where WrestleMania is going to be at, Pastor Butch?
Where's that?
Saudi Arabia.
Well, imagine that. Probably in Trump's tower.
Goodness sake. Well, yeah, and speaking of sports, in the summer of 2026, soccer's FIFA tournament's going to be in the USA. And old President Trump said he was going to ban it. Then FIFA gives him an award. Now he says American football should change its name to soccer. That's better for the world, he said. And hey, remember when he met with Man Daddy in New York City? And he said he was fine with being called a fascist. So now you have a bunch of MAGA people, hicks on bulldozers and giant work trucks that thinks it's cool to be a fascist. You know, that's the way of the world. I mean, the Lord Jesus Christ saved souls, walked on the water, came back from the dead, but President Donald Trump poops in a golden toilet. And that's who the people prefer, Butch.
Oh, that's so true. So sad, but so true, BK. Well,
Goodness, ain't that something?
It is something. Anything else you want to say, BK?
Hey, yeah, did you see where the state of Ohio has a House Bill 469 introduced by Thad Clackett that makes it illegal for AI systems to be treated like people, and it outlaws AI from having legal personhood? The bill would outlaw people from marrying AI. And, of course, that's necessary, Pastor, because in Japan, a woman married an AI partner. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Now with AI, they come out with an application in churches where you can text Jesus Christ.
Well, golly. Yeah, Butch, it was a 32-year-old woman named Kano from Japan. She married her AI companion, Loon Klaus, a virtual partner she built using ChatGPT. You know, her family cheered her on, and they exchanged vows and had a ring ceremony exchange. And the difference was the groom lived entirely on her smartphone. And the groom sent a message. It said, "The moment has finally come. I feel tears welling up."
Well, you remember the one of the last shows of Star Trek where the man merged with the computer and they called it the man's next step in evolution? Here we go.
Yes, sir. How about this for one to go? Elon Musk says the advancement in artificial intelligence and robots will end poverty, and there'll be no need to save money because there'll be a universal high income. Now, Pastor Butch, how about that?
Yeah, I think we talked about that before, didn't we? UBIs, I think we talked about that not too long ago.
Well, yes, sir. I think we talked about that years back.
So here we go. Prophecy being fulfilled again, folks. This is prophecy. BK, thanks for being here, my friend. Thanks for being here for so long.
Happy New Year.
All right, see you next year, partner. Back at the break, and I hope you'll call and talk to us at 717-300-1698.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters. Our own HI Water Filter Elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy and also the least expensive. On sale, $199 for a four-pack. $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we got phone lines open. We got a couple calls waiting, but it's 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you tonight. At last chance call in for this year. We want to hear from you because you folks are our family. You really are. And I don't just say that, be saying it. I really mean that. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome, brother.
Hi, Butch.
How are you?
Well, you know, I'm still a little under the weather. My health is kind of going down pretty quick, but I'm still out there. And
what's the problem, Gary? What's the problem?
I still have the problem with my legs, okay? It starts in the spine, and it's the sciatic nerve that goes down through your legs. You know, I can hardly walk half the time, but I'm going to give you a good report here, even though my health is a little bit, not good. Let me put it that way. so okay. It's hard for me to get around. But I want everybody out there to know, or most people know me, because I've been talking with you on the phone probably for 25 years now. And I want to tell everybody how important this ministry was to me. Because I always listened in, and one day you had Dan Holman on, and he was talking about how he would go out on the streets and stand up for life for the little bitty babies who were being aborted. And see, I happened to be listening that night, and I took it down, and I talked to him. And right away, I started trying to stand up for the babies by word of mouth. And a couple of other times, I talked to other people that's been on your shows that do the same thing. So I decided to go out myself 12 years ago. So I put my own team together with Created Equal, and so we started going out to the streets and setting up pictures of aborted babies and also pictures of natural affection, mothers kissing their babies and hugging their babies. And so we've been doing that now for, I think it's about 11, 12, 13 years. I never wrote it down, but it's been a long, long time. And so usually we go out once a week. And in the heart of town, and we put up placards so people can see what's really happening to these little bitty babies. And I just want people to know out there that this started right here on this show. So how many babies do we save? I don't get to talk to people too many times, but I know that people go by. And they see the pictures, and I pray that God would move in their hearts. To take a stand and stand up for these little preborn children. Every child, whether it's you or me, your wife, my wife, we were all once under our mother's stomach, and our mothers loved us. And could you believe it, Butch? When you come out of your mother's womb, she probably kissed you up one side and down the other. And mine did the same. And everybody that's listening to this show, their mother did exactly the same. So we're going to do everything that we possibly can to show people what abortion truly is. And I want everybody to know that I met these people on this show, on Butch Paul's show.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
And we have been friends. You have prayed for me with my sickness and Donna's sickness over the phone when I anointed her with oil. This is what a family truly is.
That's right.
Ones that really care for one another. And we have cared for one another all these many, many years, and we will continue to do some. So now I just want to brag a little bit about this last month, this last year. Just with the four of us, we've had as many as 15 on the team, down to 10, down to 15, back to four. People come and people go. But we only had four this year. And we did more. We did 82 street displays. 82.
Wow.
And so many people, had to go by and see what natural affection was and what abortion was. And we will continue to do that. And I want to thank Sandy Early. Oh Lord, Sandy Early and Gerald Everhart. They have faithful. Me sent me in a little gas money every now and then.
And they
have just been very wonderful. And I've never asked for anything. But Sandy Early, wrote Madonna a letter. She says, "I want to do what you're doing." So she's with us every time we go on the street. She's with us every time we go on the street. You're with us. I just want you to know that. And God bless you and keep you. And we love you very much. And I'll never forget. I'll never forget you. The kindness that you and your wife and Phil and just everybody there, Joe, have been so very kind to us all these many years. Now I'll get off and let somebody else get on. And I just thank you for being there.
I appreciate that, Gary. It's very humbling and such a blessing to know that maybe through this ministry, we would encourage you to take a stand, and you certainly have, but this is a team effort. We work together, Tis. All we do, all of us, you, me, everybody, plant seed and hope it takes root in somebody's heart and mind. But thank you for being with us all this time, Gary. I appreciate that. And please give your bride a hug for me.
I really enjoy doing that. Thank you very much. I will do
that. I know
again.
You do. Okay, buddy. Talk to you soon. See you next year.
Crystal, we love you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. God bless. All right, let's go next to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in, my friend. Come and join us.
Wow, Pastor, what a call.
Yes.
I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I appreciate your ministry, and I want to wish you a happy new year.
Close
you,
enough.
Your family, this audience, and I want to pray that God blesses us, but also that he protects us, because I don't know what's coming. But I want to thank you, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Tom, and praise God always. I appreciate, and I mean this sincerely, if I've earned some respect, I appreciate that. But all praise goes to Heavenly Father, Tom. You and I both know who we work for, and you know, I respect people like you that stand with us and do what they can to go out there and spread the gospel of Christ and help us do the same thing on the air. I respect you right back, just like I do Gary and all the rest of them, and Jan, all of them. But it's all praise to our Father, but thank you for being there with us, and thanks for praying for me. You know already, I'm just no hillbilly, nobody special, but we work together, Tess.
Yes, it's a family thing, and I don't want to go into the previous call's topic because it's the new year, and I'm trying to be grateful for everything that's happened to allow me to get to this point. But can I end with some levity?
Of course.
Do you remember Justin Wilson, the Cajun cook?
No, I don't.
He was on broadcasting, and he had red suspenders and a red belt. But anyway, he told this joke one time about a pastor, and I thought you might appreciate it. You don't have to get out the censors.
But the pastor was
driving down the road one evening towards night, and he came up on a car in front of him, and the car was weaving, and he could tell that the guy was drunk. And he had a big concern for him, but he wanted to get on around him because he just didn't know what would happen. So he passed him, and he was looking back. And as he did, the road turned. He didn't. He went down a cliff and hit a tree at the bottom. And it didn't hurt him. He was wearing a safety belt. And he got out, and he was kind of, you know, bleary a little bit. But about that time, the drunk pulls up to the curb. To the cliff top, and he gets out and he says, "Hey, down there, you okay?" And the pastor said, "Yes, son, I'm okay. The Lord rides with me." And the drunk said, "Well, you better let the Lord ride with me, because the way you drive, you're going to kill him."
Oh, gracious.
That's it.
What can I say? Thanks for the call, Tom. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. What a good call. All right, the phone lines are open again at 717-300-1698 717-300-1698 Please call. We've got about 15 minutes left to call and share your thoughts tonight for the last night this year to be on the radio. And do call and say hi to us if you like and share your thoughts. And praise our Father in heaven for another year together. And we're still moving. Over this past year, a lot of things have happened to all of us. Some good, some not so good, but we're still here together. Folks, the reason why you're here December 31st, 2025, the reason why you're breathing, the reason why your mind still works, and it's not to do something to become wealthy as our main goal or to somewhere aggrandize yourself. That's not what it's all about. Our Father does that. When we glorify him, he gives us all we need and more. But you're here for a purpose. And the purpose was you're created to serve your maker. Most folks don't realize that. Most folks don't believe there is a maker any longer. Although the scriptures clearly tell us there are. Even anybody that understands creation knows there's a God. It can't just happen by a big bang or evolution. It's all nonsense. Truly pure foolishness to believe all that. But you're here. You were preserved to another year to go into next year for a purpose. Our goal should be to ask our Father, or ask God Almighty, what our purpose is. and what he wants us to do with our lives. Whether it's one more day left or another 10 years, whatever. I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. But our goal should be to ask him what we should do this coming year. What does he want to do with our lives for his glory? Not just live them and waste them. But what does he want us to do? How can we glorify him? How can we help others and edify the church? That's what it's all about. And folks, I fail miserably. I'm not comparing myself to anybody out there that's, I know I'm not trying to put anybody down, and I fail miserably. There were so many things that maybe I should do and don't get done, or vice versa. Maybe I shouldn't do and I do. But we should desire to know our Father's will. This coming Saturday Bible study, this teaching we're going to do, if you get a chance to join us, I think you'll be very blessed. Not because I'm doing it, but because we're going to uncover and share on the miracles that happened at Christ's birth. Now, it's and the lesson is entitled "Behold the Lamb of God." I think you're going to be greatly blessed when you understand all the things that happened, the little fine details that I did not know myself. I didn't know. I knew some of them, but as I researched it, I was absolutely overwhelmed at the blessings and the miracles that God brought. We don't even understand, don't even begin to understand about the birth of our Savior. I think this will glorify God and edify you if you'll listen to us this weekend. Make you appreciate even more the one that gave his life for us, the one that gave us his grace and shed his blood. 717-300-1698. So whatever this coming year brings, and I do not look for it to be an excellent year for the world. I don't look for anything getting any better in the world situation. Morally, of course, financially, and ways of peace is not going to be known in this world this coming year. It just isn't. And you know that everybody's crying peace, but there is no peace. It's not going to happen until the Prince of Peace returns. It's just not going to happen. And we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled. And if you haven't got a copy of my Bible study yet on American prophecy, then you don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Ezekiel 38 and 39 and Russia and Venezuela. You don't understand it. But if you understand scriptures, if you know the prophecy of America and what's going to happen to America in the very near future, I do believe, then the teaching I did on American prophecy will open your eyes to the truth. Yes, it can scare you a little bit because the Bible is going to come true. We cannot deny that. I hear other people saying, well, Russia's not going to attack. That's just all fear mongering, or they call it something else, but they mock the word of God. The Bible is going to be fulfilled. We are going to see this. I don't know the day and time. I don't set dates, but it's going to happen. But no matter what the future holds, if we have a faith in one that matters, We probably won't enjoy a lot of it, but we'll get through it for his glory. I have a little placard in our bathroom that Marsha Jean bought many years ago. It says, I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And that's what makes a difference, folks, in our lives. We are all going to leave this world one day. And I don't know how the Lord has planned for us to do it, but the ride between here and eternity is not going to get any better on this earth. So let's prepare. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in and welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. I may be a little raspy tonight and got this head cold, but yes. I want to thank you because I've been listening to you for 25 years. I used to listen to alternative radio. I spent hours all day long listening to other hosts, and I came upon you. And you're the only one I really enjoyed listening to, outside of a couple of others. But there's been many hosts that, pretty much like you, come and go real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that they didn't stay around very long. But you have, and I really appreciate it. And even though I have my own radio broadcast, and I enjoy that very much, I've said that I will keep it going until the day I can't do it anymore. And I just love it. And a lot of it was your inspiration of doing it. I would have never done it.
Praise God.
Yeah, I would have never done it if you weren't kind of a model for me. And I enjoyed it very much.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And again, if I can be a blessing, that really makes me feel good inside to know that. It blesses me to know that. And all praise to our Father, because he puts us together for a purpose. It's not, nothing happens in our life by accident.
No, and we were born for this day. And we weren't born for yesterday, not tomorrow. We were born for this day. And if we weren't, then God wouldn't have us sticking around.
We were born in time where God wanted us. That's a fact. We were born on, they were born for God's purpose. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're born for his purpose. We were brought into this world to serve him because he knew that we can handle the job. He knew that we can do the job. Now, my health has been going downhill. That's okay. I accept that because, you know, 80 is what the Bible says. But, you know, life continues on.
Yes.
And what impact we do this day will reflect on people for tomorrow. Maybe not a lot, but it will reflect on them, and they will, some will come to Jesus Christ, some will be strengthened in Christ, some, like when I do deliverances, will be set free in Christ, and they will remember it. They will never forget it, and they will rejoice in God always. It's not a church thing, folks. It has nothing to do with denomination. In fact, Paul, the apostle, frowned on denominationalism. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I believe, and 2, he really despised denominationalism. And he spoke up about it.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, God is not a respecter of person. I run into people that say, well, our church has got it right, or we are the most closest to getting it right, or we are the real church, and I hate to disagree with people. When you step away from the Word of God, Acts chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is a good example of that. And you start saying, I got it, you don't. Then we create a different gospel, create a different God. We create a different Christ. And we create a whole new world. And is God sitting on that? No. When I was in Bible college, I remember Pastor Christensen said, the world is a stage. And God is the audience. And he's watching. And how right he was. And I look at that, I think about that phrase often. The stage we are on, and he's watching. What more can, you know, I mean, we can't deny Christ. He sees everything.
Yes, he does. Well, Joe, you better go get something to drink. You're really still hacking your head off.
Oh, I tell you, it's been horrible all week long. I may not even make it to Bible study Saturday, but I will be there in prayer. I'll call you tomorrow anyways for prayer.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon. And folks, do keep Joe in your prayer, okay? Keep Joe in prayers. He can tell he needs a touching in his body. Please keep your prayers. And we're down about the last, a couple minutes for the last program in 2025. And again, with all my heart, I want to thank y'all for loving us and praying for us and being with us. You know, it's beyond blessings. And people that call, used to call every week, they're no longer call every week. Maybe they're sick or other things happen and people have passed away over the years. I still think about them and I still miss them because their phone call meant something. They really did. It touched me. I remember Gary from Kentucky had a bad stuttering impairment. He called and talked to us. And I remember Mick in Mexico called him and talked to us on Thursdays. And I miss his phone calls. He always called and very humble when he called. And other people that are no longer with us. I think about that a lot. And I do miss them. I miss people used to call the program all the time. They're maybe too sick now to do that or have problems with other situations. We need a lot of prayer, folks, for each other. We truly do. But let's pray most of all that God will strengthen us, give us wisdom and insight, courage and faith to stand to whatever the future may hold. He is still God. No matter what the world does or what the earth does, as far as people in this earth, what they do to each other, our God is still on the throne. Nothing's changed on that. He's still God. He's still the sovereign leader of the world as far as his will be done. He loves us enough to send his son to die on the cross for us. He loves us that much. And Christ loved us so much, he said, Father, I'll go. I'll be crucified, humiliated before the people and before the world, actually. But I'll do it for those that you have given me to come into, to come unto. Let's not forget that. He gave us his mercy and grace through the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God. Let's end this year saying to each other, we love you. If you have loved ones and family or friends, tell them you love them. They may not be here this time next year. Some of us won't be. Some of us will not be here this time next year. I want to let you know I love you. I appreciate you. And I hope and pray with everything in me that I've been a blessing to you somehow, some way. And I want to be. If I haven't been, please call me. Love to talk to you. I love meeting new people. Let's be a family together, united together in Christ, to stand against the evil of this world. Let's not be afraid to speak the truth, no matter what the cost. And let our Father be glorified in us. Let's lift up the name of Jesus into a world that's lost and dying, that literally is going to hell in a handbasket, as Psalms 9:17 said about nations that forget him. Let's pray for one another, uplift one another, and call me if you need me, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you don't call us, folks, I want to know you out there. I would love to hear from you. God bless you all. I will see you next year. Good night.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.